Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, what you just heard there is the Netflix da-dum with the theme to Sopranos. And you might hear more like that in the near future because Netflix is set to become a global entertainment megapower after agreeing to buy Warner Brothers film and streaming businesses for a mammoth $72 billion. That deal will give Netflix rights over HBO Max and the likes of Sopranos, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones franchises, DC Comics and more. And for more on this, we're joined by Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, good evening to you.
How you doing?
This sounds like it could be massive for the TV and movie industry, and it's certainly a massive price.
Yes, absolutely. $72 billion when you take the debt that's been taken on from Warner Brothers into account. And I think really it's cinema that is most going to be rocked and changed by this. And already there are concerns being aired in that respect because Netflix taking over what has been probably the year's biggest powerhouse in cinema, some of the best attended films released this year, like Weapons and Sinners, the Minecraft movie, they all came from Warner Brothers. But Netflix being a streaming giant, they tend to produce films and release them into cinemas for a limited release. Ted Sarandos, the head of Netflix, has publicly said that he thinks that there should be less time spent in cinemas and bringing things to streaming platforms and to on-demand platforms faster. So it could be a big change in terms of how we experience cinema and films like that, I think most likely.
And what about the living room experience? Because Irish viewers subscribing to Sky got HBO Max. Does that now transfer to Netflix, or can we expect Netflix to say, well, let's keep some of the divisions separate and see if we can get people to take out separate subscriptions to separate streaming services?
Yeah, so what's really interesting here is that Sky's deal with HBO to bring its prestige television shows like The Sopranos and all those massive HBO titles that are like some of the best in television, that actually ends this year. So Sky and MTV subscribers will see a big change to the catalogues that they have access to. And HBO Max was due to be launching in the UK and presumably Ireland alongside that in 2026. Now, what has been said so far of how this deal is going to go forward, it won't actually be even close to finalised until after Warner Brothers itself is actually going to split into two companies and Netflix is buying the TV and film studio element and the streaming platform and not buying the cable channels like CNN that are also part of its properties. So that split might not be finalised until third quarter of next year, and then this merger can start taking place, and that also depends on it securing regulatory approval. So what has been said today is that HBO Max is going to continue operating as the entity that it has been operated for. And they've also said in terms of TV and releases and things like that, that things will continue as normal in the near future. So it looks like the HBO Max rollout for next year will still be on the cards. But how that will look like in the future for subscribers could be very, very different. And it could mean that you pay one subscription fee to get both. But that could also mean that your subscription fee goes up for access.
Yeah, you'd have
Netflix,
to think so. If Netflix have shelled out in excess of $70 billion, they have to recoup that somehow. And Irish Netflix subscribers are already at the higher end of monthly payouts already, aren't they?
Yeah, and like Netflix doesn't even have, you know, the cash in hand to making a deal like this. They are getting a bridging loan from, I think, three banks to complete this deal. So they absolutely need to recoup what they're going to be spending on it. And I think you can expect to see price rises be part of that because it's such a big property that they're buying into. Even if they had loss, even if they had attrition of subscribers, the base of users, okay, when you combine the two, could still be massive for them.
All right. Thanks very much for that. Elaine Burke from the For Tech's Sake podcast. Thanks very much for that.